Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
Man, the patent 2020-666. You hear about that? Fucking Microsoft, your boy Microsoft.
My boy, yeah, my boy.
And your girl.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's scary. It's scary as hell. Just
it's a weird concept.
It's a weird like marketing principle that they have to name things after like mythical creatures and doomsday. Like events.
Well, and it's an interesting time to be rolling that out right now. You know what I mean? And like, you know, especially using that number and shit like that. It's a weird thing. We're talking about Marina Abramovich, right? She's a weird, weird art figure, kind of in the occult world.
Siberian performance art. It's not Siberian. Fucking.
I think she is Siberian.
No.
Serbian.
Yeah, Serbian.
Same thing.
Yeah, I know. Russians are all the same in my mind.
There you go. But no, man, before we dig into this episode, man, and it's going to be a really good one, but the reason that we weren't able to be on top of it last week was that there's some changes going on over here at DWP, man. We're getting a little more official for you guys. We're trying. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Stepping up the game.
So one thing is that we have two sponsors for you guys, and it's never been a better time to support small American businesses, wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, especially right now. There's like scary ass predictions about how many of them are going to be closing down. The big ones are already getting it, man. Now's the time for that small town.
Just USA support, market. Dude. Yeah. Support, support, support. And man, one of those is Jade Premium CBD, man. And there's tons of CBD out there. I'm sure that you've seen it at the gas stations, at the grocery stores. I mean, the shit's everywhere. It's a blowing up industry right now.
Free samples everywhere, but that's the bad shit.
Yeah, there's nothing that's fucking good out of anything free isn't good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with that being said, man, Jade Premium CBD, you can go check out their website at jadecbd.co. And at checkout, if you like any of the stuff they got some great strong tincture, some strong body cream, some healing cream, I think is what they call it. And when I say strong, this isn't psychoactive. It's not going to get you high. You're not going to piss hot if you've got a job where they test you. This is all, it's purely for healing. Again, nothing, no hot piss, no fucking...
No THC.
Nothing bad, dude. So you're good to go. This isn't a drug. This is a tool. And just like any tool, there's shitty quality tools. There's very premium tools. And this is just that, man. Based out of the Sunshine State, California, these guys know marijuana products, right? And again, man, just check these guys out at checkout when you go through their website. I recommend the tincture, dude. Tincture is like, it's like inside out healing. You're fucking good to go for the day. You put a little of that under your tongue. Dude, me for my job, I'm like super physical. You know, I don't talk about what I do for my day job, but I'm physical. I'm getting down on my knees. I'm reaching in weird spots. My back's hurting. Rub a little bit of that healing cream on you and you're good to go, dude. So again, 1,000 milligrams versus the typical 300 that you'll see in these gas stations and the grocery stores. Extra so three strength. Times, yeah, dude, yeah. Three times what you're going to get in those places. But roll through their website. Check that out at jadecbd.co, and you'll get 10% off when you type in all caps, DANGER, for a promo code. Roll through the, you know, support them. Give them a little bit of, you know, they're supporting you. They're supporting us. It's hard, dude, right now for a small business to come out and just like stick their neck out and be like, all right, let's get some high quality medicine to some people that would probably need it right now. You know what I mean? Stress is a thing. Pain's a thing always, right? So shout out to those guys over there at Jade Premium CBD, man. They're awesome. But that's our first guys right there. Our second one, dude, the quarantine's almost over. You know it. I know it. I mean, we're going to be rolling out. We're going to be getting back out in the public.
Whether you like it or not, yeah.
We're going to be needing to look good. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need that beard that you've probably been growing out because you haven't had any standards. That thing's probably looking pretty mangy, dude.
Smells bad.
It does. Yeah. And dude, beards are a tough thing to upkeep.
Yeah.
If you don't have the right products. But over there at DapperDudesAC.com, they've got the oils, they've got the creams, they've got the conditioners, all kinds of beard, male grooming products. Fucking awesome. They're based out of Atlantic City. That's what that AC stands for. And, man, these products are pretty cool, man. They've got 6 different scents, and I think that they're expanding up to 8. The dude, this crazy dude that runs this company, man, he ran a survey on his social media, and he was trying to pick between 2 scents, and it was too close for him to call, so he just rolled out 2 new ones. He rolled out a citrus flavor that's going to be coming out, and then also, you know, like a similar scent to what you would get from like an old-fashioned straight razor shave, like with all the nice creams and all that shit. And so, guys, do yourselves a favor. Go check out DapperDudesAC.com. Type in podcast in all caps with your promo code. That will get you 15% off, okay? And ladies, too, man. You know, if your dude's going to take a trip south of the border, you're not going to want that beard scratching you. You know what I'm saying? When your girl takes a mustache ride, does she complain of chafing ever?
No, but there are some that, like, point straight out. So, yeah, with products like this, especially the high quality like products like this, it just makes it a smoother ride, more like a plastic Zibian, like all just.
It's like WD-40 in your bike chain. You know what I mean?
Great.
Exactly like that. Yeah. So no, I mean like I said, dude, I prefer Ritz. The Ritz scent, it's like a cologne. I mean, your face literally doubles as a seat for the ladies when you're wearing this shit. I have Ritz and I have Casino. And Casino, I am saving that for the winter. It's a real warm smell. And dude, this guy fucking describes stuff like wines. Like he talks about all the scents and all the notes of everything. It's awesome stuff, guys. So again, support both these guys. Their promo code over there at DapperDudesAC.com is podcast in all caps. That'll get you 15% off. All right. And don't forget to click redeem. Don't be an idiot like I did when I tried to test out my own promo code like an asshole. I just totally just bought it. I don't care though, man. I don't care. They gave me some shit.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's worth the price, man. It's absolutely worth the price. So go check both of these guys out, man. Again, never a better time to support small business. So with that being said, man, let's get in to what I think is probably the high priestess of the Church of Satan. A lot of people just call her a talented artist, but what do you think of her? You think, I know that you kind of are somewhat of a fan of her art. You think that, you know, she makes statements with her art, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know at any time what the statement really is meant to be, and I think that's kind of cool. It's kind of like a looking glass, her work. But yeah, definitely, I mean, I think I would give her the prestige that she is normally given, super mainstream, right? Like she's like the Banksy of performance art. It still feels grimy. People from Serbia are just cool, period. But yeah, I have like a tattoo that was inspired by one of her pieces, and I was one of the 50,000 people who stood in line and got to sit and stare at her at MoMA a few years back. And yeah, I think she's badass, but she's creepy as fuck though. She's creepy as fuck. Like, I mean, anyone from that Eastern Bloc, especially to us, feels a little bit creepy. Like
it's definitely weird.
They come out of the womb with a shaved head. They look like they're ready to sacrifice people. Yeah, they're scary as fuck, man. So I can totally understand how people would be creeped out by her, not understand her shit at all. Like I said, I don't think that
fully understand it. You just think it's cool.
Yeah. It's like okay. It's like me talking about the CERN. You know about CERN. I don't proclaim to know what it is. But and because of that, it sure looks scary, for sure.
Well, let's check this clip out, man. It's very eerily similar to what we're going on, and she's kind of come under a lot more scrutiny than even usual. So check this out.
I have to edit this. My main question as a child was always not so much about cosmos, but what was behind the cosmos, what was behind everything. As a child, I was very alone. My mother has this strange phobia of cleanness. Everything had to be clean. Everywhere there are bacteria. If anybody wants to see me, they had to come into the room with a mask. She also didn't like me to have friends because they could infect me with the viruses. As a being isolated, I developed my own world, and this world was pretty much invisible. Even if they gave me toys, dolls to play, I was not interested in objects. I play very much with the shadows. I started to see invisible beings, and I would talk to them, and sometimes I would see them like a flickering lights.
So, she's suggesting we can play with shadows since we're, you know, kind of quarantined from everybody else.
I don't hear anything suspicious in there.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, we don't need any friends. Viruses used to fuck with her when she was a kid. Yeah, she used to have to wear masks, used to be stuck in her room.
Hearing voices. She told a great story one time about she really liked the look aesthetically of a broken nose, and she wanted one really, really bad. So she spun around in circles, I think, on top of her bed and intentionally fell off and broke her nose.
Well, yeah, I mean, she does all kinds of weird shit, man. And I just think that, you know, we're going to obviously dig into this chick a little bit more, but it's just so tone deaf what Microsoft did. But again, like you said, man, obviously that was the High Priestess right there herself. And that's what I think. That's not Brandon talking. That is obviously Ryan talking. And I just think that, you know, you got the Serbian performance slash endurance artist, depending on how you view her quote-unquote art. And, you know, she's been, to say the least, very controversial, like we said, right?
Yeah, can we talk about some of her individual pieces right now?
Or? Well, yeah, let's get into it in a second here. But, I mean, she along the way of her long, long career, she's made some powerful and some influential friends, such as my favorite dude to pick on, Bill Gates, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga looks up to her in a huge way. She's in a Jay-Z video. But... she also did her part in, you know, helping Hillary Clinton lose the 2016 election by having ties to that Pizzagate scandal with her practice known as spirit cooking, right? Spirit cooking is that weird, weird shit where she writes spells on a wall in blood, in this case, pig's blood. The popular one is written in a gallery. Pig's blood, talking about cutting your finger, drinking breast milk to scare your nightmares away and shit like that.
Great recommendations.
Absolutely. Dude, if Trump did something like that, he'd be crucified. This dude, media is fucking talking about this motherfucker like he fucking actually recommends that we inject Lysol. He was just recommending. He was saying, wouldn't that be cool if we could do that? And this fucking bitch gets away with this stuff and she's like glorified and called an artist and a creative mind. I obviously don't think that. You seem to be on the fence about what you think about her, but break down like a couple of your favorite pieces, like one or two pieces that you think are actually art. Yeah. I don't think anything's art that she's done, but let's hear it.
Right. So you got famous. The most famous pieces are the ones that involve the audience to some extent, but the scariest ones are the ones where she's like on a block of ice for a long period of time and has like carved a pentagram like right around her belly button, right into her own skin and her stomach.
You know when she came under scrutiny for that, not to interrupt you, but when she came under scrutiny for that, she said that represented communism, not Satanism.
Uh-huh.
So that's a bad look on communism.
I would say so.
You know what I mean?
She still proclaims to be one. I think a little bit tongue-in-cheek, though.
Well, not to mention she's worth $10 million, but she's a communist. Who does that remind you of, by the way? Bernie Sanders, maybe? That's talking about income inequality, but... has several houses, has expensive clothes, nice cars. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a little fishy, dude. And you seem to like these people. You know what I'm saying? Bernie Sanders and her seem like they'd be a good couple.
I do. I don't hate rich people, and I'm not a huge fan of communism. I think it gets a lot of shit. So there's that piece where she's carving the pentagram into her stomach. There's another piece where she is put up, she sat kind of like in a, just on a sidewalk, I think it was, set up a sign saying, you can do whatever you want to me with these items.
Yeah, a gun, a feather.
A whole bunch of shit. That like she just 32 left
different items, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of weird stuff. And then she had a lot of weird, you know, individual interactions along that time. At one point, I think someone was pointing the gun at her.
Yeah, they picked the gun up.
Yeah. But somebody else, like a random bystander, kind of jumped in and stopped them. So.
And if you don't think that was someone that was like a security guard, then you're fucking insane.
But I think that's even, just that one piece. I think the piece is about something bigger, but I think that one piece shows.
What's that something bigger?
Well, it might be something else, but this one little piece is something still bigger, I think, which is like a demonstration of human altruism, right? Where You know, there are sometimes in China where a baby will get dropped out of the back of a van and people will just walk right by it. You got videos of this stuff happening. Yeah. And then there's other times where people will go above and beyond to save one's, you know, one's brother or sister. So okay. I think it shows a little bit of the dichotomy of good and bad, because you got one person reaching for a gun and then the other person trying to save her. Like you said, it could be all staged.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised, and yet it still makes me feel something. I don't think we should like derive moral precepts from this kind of work, but
so to be clear, you don't think that Microsoft putting her in ad was a good idea?
A good idea, like what do you mean, like a good idea? Because I think what you mean by it being a bad idea is it just makes the ties to scary.
It's gonna freak people out, dude. Right. You know what I mean? Anyone that knows who she is, and then anyone that doesn't know who she is, and then looks up and sees the pictures of her art during this time, why is Microsoft doing that? But that's not really the main part of what we're talking about, right? Like, I want to get back to her and her ties with these, like, you know, high up pedophiles and these big political figures, right?
Yeah.
So she had a fundraiser with the Podestas back, you know, I think in late 2015, right before the Hillary versus Trump election. And I like that it's just kind of customary to call her Hillary. Yeah. Like, I don't even call her Clinton, because there was already a Clinton.
And you don't say Donald.
That's beside the point.
Right.
Yeah, you don't say Donald. I have a lot more respect for Trump than I do Hillary, though.
I don't doubt it.
But no, so she had a fundraiser with the Podestas and other, you know, elite members of society, teaching them how to make traditional soups, which I guarantee you not one of these motherfuckers cooks for themselves, right? But she's teaching them how to make soups, and this was called spirit cooking, when spirit cooking was already known as writing spells on walls, possibly sacrificing kids. I mean, in like, if you're going to really kind of go down that side of the conspiratorial rabbit hole, you're going to think that this lady partakes in human sacrifice, for sure. But this was one of the emails that WikiLeaks kind of, you know, pushed out during one of their big drops that was condemning Hillary in a big way and brought Pizzagate to a head. And this is from Marina Abramovich. Dear Tony, I am so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think your brother will be able to attend? All my love, Marina. And she's talking to Tony Podesta, referring to John Podesta, who was allegedly a huge pedophile, right? He's allegedly, again, fucking Chester Bennington's father, put him through all that shit. I mean, Chester made some good music, but if even a fraction of this is true, she shouldn't be hanging out with these people that are, you know, kind of shaping our culture. You know what I mean? No, dude, do you think so?
I mean,
if she's even fucked with one kid, do you think that she should be in any position of power?
Well, I don't think she's fucked with one kid, so that changes my look on it, but I think it's very common to let artists around, like, hang around the movers and the shakers.
Yeah, it's absolutely common.
Yeah, whether you think that's for good or for bad, obviously that depends on your a priori, you know, beliefs of them. Yeah, I think she's super mainstream. I mean, she's like, it's like you know, Obama inviting like the Hamilton cast, essentially, where you might, you know, people might have something to say about how Hamilton, you know, does something bad to our culture with how much it's propagated in our culture, but I don't think so. I just think they're having an artist there. And then I think there's a draw from artists to go to the people with the money, because that's how they make their living. I mean, I think that's seen in, you know, kind of pre-Enlightenment era, where you've got the churches holding the majority of the money, not the states.
Yeah.
And they're all these sculptors and painters are doing stuff related to gods, right? Yeah. Like, they were super, super religious and they had to go to the clergy for the money to make a living and get their finance to build all their shit too.
Yeah. Well, not to bash on you too much here, but it's funny that you compare someone that people think is possibly the Antichrist to Obama, who just gotten a lot. I mean, he hasn't gotten in trouble yet, but with this whole Flynn thing coming out, it's going to fucking come to a head, okay, dude. And you're going to see that's going to come back. I mean, dude, it's basically proven Obama and Biden are behind that Russia hoax, Russia collusion. That was such a big deal.
I like that word.
So it's interesting.
I like that word basically. I like that word basically.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it hasn't come out yet, but I mean, people are saying that this is going to happen. And when I say people, I'm talking about like high up members of the FBI. And I would not be surprised if Flynn comes out running the FBI in the future, near future here. Wait until 2020 though. Or I'm sorry, the election of 2020. But, you know, when she's asked about, like, why she calls the dinner, a spirit cooking dinner, her answer is, "Oh, we just call the funny names for the things, you know. Should we call these things funny names, yeah, you know?" So she's just completely sidestepping. She's not really being like, "Okay, well, yeah, no, I'm sorry that was kind of offensive to some people. It's interesting." And I know that that's more of an artist way of looking at things. Like, I'm not going to apologize, but...
Right, she shouldn't censor herself in this
No, point. She shouldn't censor herself. And people shouldn't be death threatening, like giving her death threats.
Right.
But it's interesting that she wants her art to invoke emotion. But after this Microsoft ad came out, when she was getting like 20 death threats a day, she asked people to stop.
To stop what? Sorry.
Threatening her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, but no, you're wanting people, you're not wanting to be censored, but you want to censor other people from threatening you because you want your art to invoke emotion, yet anger might not be that emotion that you want. She just wants the rainbows and the unicorns, you know what I mean? She doesn't want anything that's going to be harmful to her, but she wants to write things like cut your finger, fucking jizz on something, or I should say put semen on something. That's a hard word. Yeah. That's a rough one. But I mean... Dude, if one person cuts their finger because they're listening to this, yeah, it's a finger. But don't you think that that might be, you know, when you say that she's somewhat mainstream, don't you think that that might be something that is kind of harmful to humanity if she's saying cut into your middle finger and drink the pain, you know, swallow that pain? Dude, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand how anyone can stick up for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I think the pricking, like the pricking of your...
Not pricking, cutting. It says cut.
Okay, so I don't know how big the cut's got to be. I don't know if she's saying you got to tear it off.
I'm cut just... deep. Her quote on the wall is, cut deep into your middle finger. Drink the pain. So it's not just a prick or right. a little slit. It's cutting deep.
Right.
Like, I mean, have you seen the artwork where it says on the wall in blood and pig blood, cut deep into your middle finger, mix it with eucalyptus dew and morning dew. I mean, have you seen that piece?
Or no? Yeah, you know, I've seen it. But again, this is where I don't... In the same way, like, I would stick up for Marilyn Manson and, South Park. Like, I don't hold them to that account, right? Like, everybody else has to do the libertarian thing. Like, look at this spectacle. It's almost like it's like blaming Call of Duty because they have a lot of killings in them. You know what I mean?
Some people do.
So, I mean, absolutely.
It's reasonable to think that. You know what I mean? Dakota Meyer, who's a Purple Heart fucking badass dude, he says like those games shouldn't be out there, right. You know what I mean, because he's actually had to bash a dude's head in with a rock, and he says that games like that numb us to real life shit. People actually do those gruesome things and they have to live with them for the rest of life if they have a shred of consciousness,
right? But I wouldn't then make Call of Duty outlawed.
No right. And he's not recommending that either, right. But what I'm saying is that when you have someone that is in Microsoft commercials and that is being blasted out, for the record, Dakota Meyer is not put out on stuff, and he's an American hero. The dude has a Purple Heart. You can't take that away from him. This Marina Abramovich hasn't done anything, you know, for humanity. You know what I mean? When she goes out and lays on a pile of rocks and comes up with a pair of shoes out of it that are literally amethyst shoes, how is that creative? It took her 5 hours to come up with amethyst shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, this goes to just what you, like, what you particularly value. Because a lot of people do derive a lot of value out of this kind of art. You know, Pink Floyd, they don't have a weapon, right? But there's a whole bunch of people that were born because of the album, The Dark Side of the Moon. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah.
That was a fucking album. So it can have effects while not... you know, not being a weapon necessarily, but also I don't really see grown men rhyming as a big like valuation to our, you know, to our culture.
It's not, yeah, rap is garbage.
Well, that's also what just music is too. Like people just,
in a way,
they're just rhyming. Right. So, but I'll have it. And I don't think they should stop playing their music. Like I'm the cultural libertarian on this one. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I think what you're might be arguing is, again, you're coming from the a priori assumption here that Microsoft is a mass killer. Do you know what I mean?
And I absolutely believe that. And so, we'll get into it a little more in just a second.
So if that is, I'll give you this. If that were the case, she should have the right to do this art, but she would not be right to do this art. Right?
For the record, right. I agree with that for sure. And I said that, you know, with all of the weird allegations brought against her, no one should be threatening her because we don't know. I can't prove that she was involved with Pizzagate. I mean, we can prove that she sent Tony Podesta an email asking if John Podesta, who, you know, has never been tried for pedophilia or never been charged with, you know, any kind of sex trafficking of minors or adults for that matter.
Yeah.
But,
and that email was leaked by WikiLeaks in the run up to the 2016.
WikiLeaks, yes. Yeah, yeah. And Julian Assange is still in jail. You know what I mean? I mean, he's still being held.
Yeah, that dude is a can of worms unto himself, man. He is.
He fucked himself over. And it's interesting that, you know, I like a lot of the things that Trump does, but I think it is despicable that Trump has left him in jail. He should have pardoned him a long time ago. And, that, you know, I'm 90%. I think that Trump is a good thing, but that is a loud 10% that I'm like, okay, is this still just more WWE shit? Where it's like, okay, yeah, he's supposed to look like he's fucking over this, you know, socialist Democrat side, but maybe he's just playing along with what he's supposed to do. And he's supposed to be this divide and conquer figure. I hope not, because if not, we're fucked. We are fucked as humans if he's not here for us. You know what I'm saying? So what were you going to say real quick?
You know, I'll totally agree with that. and then posit that he's not necessarily for us, but I would.
I don't know if he's for us or not. I'm not saying that he's not for us. I'm just saying that 10% in my brain that thinks that he's actually just another politician. Uh-huh. It's scary to think.
It's enough to keep you up. And but I would even as a skeptic poo-poo those conspiracy theorists that make him out to be something like what the 10% of what you're worried about, you know what I mean?
Like the ones that he's bad,
the ones that he is like the Antichrist himself.
Right? Oh yeah, no, that's Hitler, ridiculous. Right?
So I would even, you know, defend against that. But
okay, there you go. Well, no man. So you know, obviously, like I was saying, she's come under so much scrutiny, and she's come under more recently with this Microsoft ad. It's a campaign known as The Life, and the patent ID on this is, like I said, W02020060606. I can't make this shit up, dude. This is real shit. A lot of people think that this is world order for that W02020666, right? You just throw out those zeros on that 0606. And I mean, it's an odd coincidence at the very fucking least. Obviously, there's no such thing as coincidences in this world that we live in. And it's a very fucking interesting thing. The street name is patent 666 on this fucking whole deal with Microsoft.
Again, terrible, terrible marketing decisions out there.
Bad timing at the very least, right? And so it's just so tone deaf. But this whole idea of this patent, this 2020-666 or the 666 patent, it's a microchip technology that incorporates these Microsoft VR goggles. And you know, we don't really know what the whole thing of it is, but there's theories that it, you know, anyone that has this technology inside of them, they're going to be, you know, used for crypto mining. That's cryptocurrency mining, which I don't understand any of that, dude. Supposedly, you need to have your own rig to actually mine cryptocurrency. I know nothing about cryptocurrency, and I think anyone that tells you they know about cryptocurrency, you need to run away from them. Because, dude, cryptocurrency is so hard to understand. I've spent a lot of time looking into it. And I can understand basic financial information, but this is very, very interesting when it comes to cryptos and crypto mining especially. But obviously, this technology could also be used for tracking and then making sure that you have your inoculation, your forced inoculation, those vaccines that Bill Gates is so diehard on pushing. So even though Gates stepped down from Microsoft, he's having the patent filed under the company. And in a recent... what do they call it on Reddit? The Ask Me Anythings that you can do on Reddit. Yeah. He says that there will be digital certificates showing medical information very soon. And this lines right up with this Agenda 21 nonsense that's going on. And, you know, sorry about that text there. My bad. But no, it just lines up so well with Agenda 21, which for those of you that don't know, Agenda 21, it's a UN, it's a confirmed plan with the UN to depopulate 95% of the world. You know, a lot of vaccinations are involved. It's creepy, creepy stuff. You can look this up. It basically tying back to our End of Times episode where we talk about the Georgia Guidestones and this whole, you know, depopulating the earth and getting us to sustainable levels. It's interesting, man. It fits right into that and this event 201 that was recent. And the reason it was called, which I found this kind of funny, with the Agenda 21. It was called Agenda 21 because it was supposed to be filled out in 2021. But, of course, the right-wingers, and I don't include myself in them, but they're saying that Donald Trump is thwarting the devil's plans right now. And instead of it being completed in 2021, the new deadline is 2030. Okay.
He made progress.
Yes, yeah. Supposedly.
He's ahead of schedule.
He made progress for God, right? And, you know,
instead of building the wall, he just focused on this. I get it. That's a good trade-off.
Well, it's more important. If this is real, dude.
I would agree.
How dumb would you feel if this all is real?
Oh, very dumb.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would feel like a genius if I thought this was all real.
I believe you. I mean, I think if the devil is real, I've got bigger stuff to worry about than Marina Abramović. But if she is the king, yes, obviously. Going down that rabbit hole with you, this is the thing to worry about for sure. Because she's like a cultural shapeshifter. Do you know
yes.
what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and you've seen the ad, right? Like, I'm in such a bad habit of calling stuff ads. What were you saying?
It's got it is an ad. I mean, it's like
it's a commercial.
Marketing, yeah. So it starts with like quick flashes of like skulls and black spaces and fire. Like it's kind of like one of the cuts in between scenes in like House of a Thousand Corpses by Rob Zombie. Do you know what I mean? Where it shows like baby like sitting there like spooning with a skeleton and shit.
Yeah.
It just looks creepy. I mean, her stuff is very well known as kind of morose and morbid and dark. It just doesn't look good if you already believe that Microsoft is trying to chip us all.
Well, dude, and for the record, we talked about this last time we met up and just spoke together. You know, Rob Zombie is a much better shock artist than Marina Abramović.
You think so?
Yeah,
I love his movies like I like bad movies. Like I think he's a bad filmmaker, but I love all of his movies because of that.
You know like the campiness of it?
Totally. Very cool. Campy.
I like the imagery, but this isn't about Rob Zombie. This is about the fucking high priestess of the Church of Anton LaVey, right? Or Aleister Crowley, depending on what you're going to get into. But, dude, with that whole thing, man, we were talking about the Mark of the Beast in other episodes, and I thought it was sneaky enough to use a barcode. You know what I mean? Because how you put it, and I thought that was a really great way that you said that, with the Mark of the Beast being, or with barcodes being bookended with the Mark of the Beast. Yeah. That's a good way to put that. No one fucking knows that, dude. I'll talk to people, because I work in grocery stores, dude. I go grocery store to grocery store, and people have to use barcodes all day and they don't realize. And then when you point it out to people, like, oh shit, yeah, there are two skinny lines, like one at each end and one in the middle of every fucking barcode. That's 666 right there. But how much more sneaky is it to have it on the patent number? You know what I mean? But these fucking lizard people don't realize that the internet gets away from them from time to time, dude. Like, when you put this out and people see 2026666, they're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is fucking real right now. You know what I mean? Like, and they forget about this stuff because they don't think too far ahead, it seems like. It seems like they're being told what to do, and they do it blindly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the conspiracy theorist rebellion will use the internet as its weapon for sure. And if all these people are connected in the ways in which you say they are connected, they are the ones who laid the groundwork for the weapon to be created, right?
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, with this more, you know, dark arts type shit that's going on with the high priestess here, do you know if she has any connection with Liu Tangguma, which is the artist of the Denver airport murals? Do you know if she has anything to do with him?
I mean, I would not be surprised if they would. That DIA is scary as shit, the way you describe it.
Well, dude, I was fucking looking up and down the internet. I was going down dark rabbit holes, dude. And, you know, I come across this Jared Leto house that he purchased from... Supposedly, he bought this directly from the CIA, and it's a mansion in Laurel Canyon. Even he mentions that part of the moon landing hoax was filmed in this house. And then there was prisoners in the basement and all this crazy fucking rumors about this Laurel Canyon mansion. And when you see pictures, it's obvious that it's Liu Tangguma art. You know what I mean? It's the exact same way that you see that Hitler figure with all the dead kids around and the mom crying, or the moms, I should say, crying in a circle holding their dead children. You know what I mean? So when you see this house and The reason I bring Jared Leto up in this house is because he had a very interesting commercial or advertisement for gaze, G-A-Z-E, not like homo gaze.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's not for gays.
We're going to get risque here.
Yeah, I know. But no, it's for this company called Gaze and its technology, which is what they call intelligent cameras. They don't like calling it smart cameras anymore, but it's intelligent cameras. And it's basically a surveillance company. So this is facial recognition, iris recognition. They even get down to like recognizing your earlobes, license plates, dents on cars. Like they can identify anything. These are like the smartest cameras in the world. And this is Gaze technology. And it was just a really weird commercial where Jared Leto interviewed her. You can see several pictures online with Marina Abramovic and Jared Leto. And for those of you that don't know, Jared Leto's 30 Seconds to Mars, Requiem for a Dream. He's had a really low-key, phenomenal career.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And he's had a huge affinity for Stanley Kubrick. That music video for The Kill, it was like a...
that would make sense.
It was a nod to The Shining. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Who was the guy who was alleged to have created the fake moon landing video, right?
There you go, dude. Now you're getting into the conspiracy mind, dude. I'm turning you. I told you. I told you it was going
to
happen.
It's happening. I feel it taking over me. Coming over to the dark side.
But, well, no, you know what's funny, dude? When we were younger, we used to jam out to 30 Seconds to Mars. Like, on the way, I remember, like, we were going up to, like, Phoenix or something, and we were riding in the back of my dad's truck with the camper on.
We're
just jamming out to 30 Seconds to Mars, like, The Kill and, like, all their, like, hits from, like, the
early 2000s. Yeah, they had some earlier hits, too. A lot of people don't remember them, and then they go back.
I mean, the only album I know is the one you showed me.
Yeah, yeah, but then they go back and listen to... to the old ones. They're like, oh, fuck, I remember that. They're like the Hoobastank, you know?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, well, no, I think they're better than Hoobastank, but that's just me. But my point with that whole idea is that she seems to get behind, like, New World Order type ideals and companies. Like, most recently, I am drinking this vodka grape juice.
We haven't talked about what we're pouring down our throats here.
Yeah, it's vodka grape juice. And, most recently... she teamed up with Microsoft, obviously, and it's just such a horrible, horrible time for this kind of fucking shit. So, with that being said, man, I want to show you a clip that it's literally telling you what they want to do with the Microsoft ad and this creepy technology that it just doesn't seem like anything good would really come from it, man. So, let me know what you think here, and, let's check it out real quick.
Which is the ability to convey the truth of a human being in the room.
It's really dealing with immortality in some way, because you are there preserved forever. And that's something that's, for me, fundamentally important.
Yeah, so they're literally talking about trying to create a digital human being consciousness in a computer and importing your consciousness to a digital matrix to keep you alive for possible art pieces or this performance art that Marina Abramovic is very well known for. So basically, when you die, your consciousness, you go to this matrix and you're just stuck there until you're called upon to perform like a monkey.
It's like Vanilla Sky or Ghost in the Shell, all that kind of like plug your brain into this USB port and import everything onto it.
Yes, dude. Yeah. And yeah, that's interesting that you say that. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just a... it's a fucked up idea. And then, like I said, dude, I can't emphasize enough how fucked up the timing is.
Yeah. I would be not a skeptic towards that technology, though, and not think that there's anything spooky about it, to be honest. I mean, I think everything that's going on up here is simply ones and zeros, and I don't think there's like any extra weight that we can't already... I don't think there's any invisible or weightless energy plus, or, you know, along with that, in addition to whatever we can just weigh on a scale. So yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too far off, and that's why the idea of the matrix, this is all a simulation, is something you can't disprove. And then it's really easy to make the assumptions that you need to get to that point where you believe that this is all a simulation, and this whole experiment has already happened, right?
Well, dude, it's interesting that some of the brightest minds in the world say that we're living in a simulation, but you're crazy if you think we're living on a flat earth, right? And I'm not saying that we live on a flat earth or a ball. I have no fucking idea, and you can't prove nothing to me right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm living in this area in my mind where I don't know what the fuck's going on. But with that being said, man, Have you seen Black Mirror? You said that you watched the Black Mirror episodes?
Yeah, not all of them, but yeah.
Have you seen the one with Jon Hamm and the dude where, you know Jon Hamm?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the one where he, like, as a career, he was able to get people there? He would take people out of their mind, put them in a computer, and make them sit there until they were called upon to do their task.
He would turn them into an Alexa, essentially.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Dude. So yeah, like, you know, dim my lights, do this. And the person is literally just sitting there, and that's their whole job. They're sitting behind a desk, and they're just, like, flipping switches on a smart keypad, you know, dimming lights, popping toast up, and it has to be the exact brownness that the toast wants to be in. All this fucking dark, dark shit, and that sounds exactly like what they're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, and to elaborate on what's going on in that episode, you've got he makes a copy of the person who bought the Alexa, right? He makes a copy of their consciousness and puts it into this Alexa. That person, that consciousness, still feels suffering, pain, longing, hunger. Not hunger, actually. Those physical needs have actually all been taken care of.
Well, I think they feel the need of hunger, but they don't need to eat to live.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then what they do feel is boredom, because you can he spends a few minutes, like, speeding up time. Yeah. And she, at the end of that, is like, at the end of that time, it goes by.
It's like 4 seconds for him,
but it's like years of her just sitting there, not aging, not going hungry, not even needing to piss or shit, just sitting, existing. And she comes away from that after 4 seconds for his time, being like, please, just make me do something. I just need to do something. I'm so bored. I can't do it. So,
and then he puts her through another 6 months of torture like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, Black Mirror is a great show because it lets you play around with the questions that philosophers have already been asking themselves for several years since the advent of all this technology. And because I think of this all as a comic book, the way that it lines up with the scariest predictions about how technology could go, like, from the most pessimistic of the techno pessimists, how bad it could go and how few steps we need to get there.
Yeah, dude. Well, no, I mean, with the whole, you know, getting back to Marina, you know, she believes that tools are a critical element, or I'm sorry, computers are a critical tool to, you know, meditate. And from all of our research, or at least all of my research, especially with that 5G episode, electricity kind of exacerbates anxiety. So it's the opposite of meditating. You don't need technology to meditate. That's exactly the opposite of what meditation is, right? It's getting away from anything material, and it's getting away, you know, basically back to your roots. What do they say about Buddha? He sat under a tree for however long, and he didn't need anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when he realized that this is the way to live. You don't need shit. Mm-hmm. And this is the exact opposite. She's saying, yeah, plug in. You know, you'll be immortal if you plug into this computer. You don't need to think for yourself. You don't need to do anything for yourself. You'll be taken care of. So that's very, very demonic and evil if you really think about it. If you're going, and I'm not tying it into the Bible. I'm just saying that's just not what humans were put here to really do.
You know what I mean? I think you could, again, if you want to put it in bad faith, I think you could do that just fine. But if you want to look at it in good faith, I think the export of meditation as a practice has gone up considerably just because people are able to read about transcendental meditation online. It has made it more pervasive. And if you do believe in the benefits of meditation, and especially the most popular one these days, like the vanilla one, which is mindfulness, it might be a good idea to get that out there. But you could always do this little, you know, spin in your mind, do the gymnastics that you need to do to say, yes, it's going to hook you up to meditation, and that meditation will make you more susceptible to suggestion, which is a big precept in hypnotism. If you really think that hypnotism is able to, like, that equals mind control.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways that you can spin this back into, this bitch is scary, don't fuck with her. And definitely don't stare in her eyes for a few minutes like I did.
Well, dude, if you think meditation is getting big right now, wait until, like, you know, a year or two from now with Midnight Gospel on Netflix. Dude, that shit is going to blow up.
That because shit is good, yeah.
It's an interesting concept, and he does, you know, give a great case for meditation. But, I mean, magic in general seems to be getting more popular. You know, you even have dudes like fucking Warren Buffett, who is, you know, like the foremost authority in the world for investing and, you know, doing smart shit with your money. But even this old fucking dude that thought that, you know, newspapers were going to make a big comeback, he's actually getting behind magic and saying that American magic will be what beats this coronavirus. And I think he's probably hinting at vaccines. He's butt buddies with Bill Gates. He, you know, he willed most of his money when he dies away to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I mean, what if this idea of a, you know, new world order is just a psyop and we're just going to get cut off from technology altogether, making it essentially the new dark age? You know what I mean?
Right. Like the, was it post-apocalyptic kind of, you know, landscapes that we've seen in like Resident Evil and shit.
Yeah. Like why are they trying to make it so like they're trying, like it seems like they're just saying so blatantly that, yeah, we're working together with evil people and we're going to do some fucked up shit technology and we're going to do it through technology. So I think that people that are paying attention are going to rebel and then they're going to wake other people up and then technology will just be cut off. That's definitely a possibility. You know what I mean?
It is. It is a possibility. I would say that I think a lot of these people use magic as a shorthand for stuff that we don't understand, because that's honestly where I think the word magic came from. It's just something that's just an unexplainable phenomena, like anything supernatural or metaphysical or something. So I personally, my phone is magic to me. Like this might as well be a wand.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Rogan has that great base. Like, I don't know if there's, you know, goblins in this thing fucking each other in the ass and spinning gears while I'm taking a picture, and then they just draw it out. You know, like,
yeah.
Or a crazy ass gerbil, like just like losing his mind in your phone working on that picture. So this might as well be magic to me. You know,
no, it is.
So I think, again, if you put it in the best faith, which you might not want to, because they are powerful people. They are, if there are movers and shakers, these are them, right?
Yeah.
And I just think that they're talking about it like this stuff that we don't understand, this crazy shit that keeps happening every year after year, where technology goes bigger and bigger and spreads out farther and gets deeper into us, gets more connected to us. Like Elon Musk had that podcast with Joe Rogan the other day. He's talking about like we're pretty much cyborgs. Like if you
Elon Musk, because if you
spend too much time without this, you will get anxiety. In that way, yeah, totally. I'll totally get behind your idea that this is causing anxiety, right?
Yeah, but he's also he wants to live in a sci-fi movie.
You think so?
Elon Musk does.
He, by the way, is also agreeing with you that the death counts are mainly.
No, I know. He's a smart dude. He some of the stuff that he says 50% correct shit and 50% insane shit. And I'm not going to say he's not a smart dude. He's a fucking brilliant genius. Unlike Mark Zuckerberg and Bill fucking Gates, you know what I mean? He's actually a smart dude, but I think he's also kind of losing his way throughout this whole thing. But I mean, you know, back to the witch here. She, you know, I think that she knows that her performances are ritualistic in nature. And the stronger the performance and the higher the reaction she gets, the more ritualistic energy stems from it, right? So she's actually gone out and said that, yeah, like I'm performing rituals, but they're in art galleries, so it's art. That's not fucking true, dude. If I went out there and I killed somebody in an art gallery, that's still murder. You know what I mean? If I fucking beat the shit out of a kid or my fucking wife in an art gallery, that's domestic abuse or whatever. You know what I mean? So she's hiding behind this fucking facade, and it's a pussy cop-out, in my opinion, which goes to my theory that, dude, Satanists just try so hard to gain attention because they can't, dude. Your average Satanist, like really a Satanist, dude, is like someone that works at like a PetSmart. You know what I mean? Nothing against PetSmart. Right. I'm not saying every PetSmart employee is a Satanist. But it's like someone that just works for a woke company, like a Sprouts or a Whole Foods.
You seen that movie, Look Who's Back?
Nuh-uh.
The German one with Hitler? Well, they've got an office for like a social media company, and the secretary is like a Satanist, and all
yeah,
of her
dude.
Her little teeny friends are Satanists.
No, dude, it's a way because they can't get like girls or guys in any other way, so they have to get real niche-y.
Yeah, it's
their
underbelly click. Right?
Yeah, dude, and it's like there's no way they're not interesting. They're painfully boring, so they have to try and be edgy in this way. And dude, I mean, Anton LaVey, the dude that wrote the fucking Satanic Bible, That dude was sponsored by the CIA. This is proven. You can go and find this anywhere. The dude is a fucking psyop. And, like, just understand that. If you're a fucking pussy-ass Satanist and you think that what you're doing is noble or cool or rebellious. Dude, Ozzy Osbourne, the motherfucking Prince of Darkness, he had to call a fucking psychic in because he bought a possessed doll and it was actually possessed and it was scaring him. If you're a fucking Prince of Darkness and you're buying shit like that, what do you think? It's a fucking joke, dude? Like, it's just fucking hilarious to me that when these people actually see the devil or they see something evil, they fucking freak out. When you should be welcoming that. If that's what your fucking religion is, don't fucking pussy out and be like, oh shit, I thought this was just a fun thing to do on the weekends. No, dude, like fucking go through with it. Fucking give the devil a rim job or do whatever the fucking, you know, devil's asking you to do. You're inviting him in your house. Don't be fucking scared when he shows his fucking head, man.
I think if you apply a whole too much logic to human cliques, though, I think a lot of shit will fall apart.
Well, no, but that's the thing is that these Satanists, they get in all these spells and like all this magic.
Yeah, I don't think that they're actually doing it. Like, I don't think there's a devil.
But they think they are.
I don't think they do. I think they do. I think most of them are also identify as atheists, and then a lot of agnostics too, where they use the devil as a symbol, as the rebellion against the status quo in the larger society, which is mainly Judeo-Christian.
Well, I just wonder how many of them actually like convert and they actually start going to church after they feel like they see the devil or they see some spirits that are dark in a sense. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. He's got a pretty good case. Like if there is a devil and if there is a God, like it's weird that in God's book he wins. Like, have you read the devil's book? Like,
yeah, well, of course. Yeah. I mean, like, but again, that was written by Anton LaVey, who was literally sponsored by the CIA.
Right.
CIA gave money to run that church. So, I mean,
if the New World Order, though, is a thing, I would not put it beyond the devil's reach to get into the CIA and be the thing moving the levers.
Well, look at the Vatican, dude. You don't think the CIA is involved with the Vatican? You're crazy.
You know, again, if you think that the devil is actually real, he can be anywhere doing anything for any reason. He's like called in the Bible in Job, you know, a lion that walks, you know, hither and thither. So he can be anywhere you see something bad going on, you can just call the devil. That's what they used to do. That's what animism came from, right? Well, anything that harmed us, it's not germs because you don't know about germs. It's some demon or some devil. Some imp.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens after we die, I guess. But, with the old witch here, I'll tell you some stuff you don't know, man. She's got a huge history with the occult, which I'm sure you do know, but her uncle led an Orthodox church in Serbia, and he was actually proclaimed a saint after he passed away, which, you know, a lot of people don't know. However, we see this kind of shit with, like, Aleister Crowley. He grew up in a very overly religious house, and as soon as he was of age to kind of rebel against that, he did just that, and he's been, you know, the forefront and the foremost authority when it comes to Satanism, Luciferianism, dark arts, black magic, all that shit. That's all Aleister Crowley, right?
He's the West Side OG, like, for Luciferianism.
Well, yeah, dude, with that Thelema religion, he was, like, a lot of people credit Marina Abramovich with this art type of the spirit cooking with the blood and the semen and the breast milk and all these bodily fluids. That's actually part of the Thelema religion. She didn't make that up.
No, that's like double boiling trouble kind of stuff. Like, that's what the three witches are doing in Hamlet. So no, this isn't new.
Well, but a lot of people that are uneducated actually think that she is the first and only person to really do this. Yeah. Like Lady Gaga, dude, she made a perfume called Fame. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that perfume?
Yeah, she got an album called Fame too. Yeah.
Well, her perfume came out of that. And there's a quote from her, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you can look this quote up of Lady Gaga. She says that there's semen and blood in the perfume, but it doesn't smell like it. The semen gives you that feeling after you have, when you have sex, and the blood is more of a primal type of a thing. So it's like having me on you, but it doesn't smell like it. You know, it's a great smelling perfume, but you have this semen and this blood on you.
I'm not gonna argue that bitches be tripping. Like, you can go online onto like YouTube and see somebody like fry up a cup of jizz like a scrambled egg right now. Like, and then there's others who are like rubbing it on their skin, saying that like it helps with.
Well, ladies, it is really good. Like, ladies out there, it is semen is actually very good for your skin.
Very good. It's for more than one guy at a time, and for free. Don't charge.
Yeah, like those bukkake girls have the clearest skin in the world, dude.
Yeah.
But no, dude, like, so I did some research from this website, Aristocrats of the Soul. Aristocrats. That's a weird animal.
That's almost like that's the sequel to the Aristocats, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Tom and Jerry fuckfest. But no, dude, so with Aristocats of the Soul, Aristocrats, I'm just fucking this up now. With aristocratsofthesoul.com, she hangs out regularly with Buddhist monks, studies Brazilian crystals, and she actually lived with Aborigines in Australia for a year. So, I mean, you know, it's very clear that she's spiritual. But, again, dude, what good can come from all this, you know, self-mutilation and breast milk and jizz on shit? And, you know, other than people thinking that she's the high priestess of the Church of Satan, the Anton LaVey Church, that shock value that she gets, it's all ritualistic, dude. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'll say that 1,000 times. Channeling energy from that stuff, it's ritualistic.
I mean, she's someone who thinks that crystals are doing something for her. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, like you say, she even calls it a ritual. I think it can be in two categories at once, right? Like, we mentioned before, like, you can be a terrible person and give a lot of money to charity, right? You can be, it can be a ritual and be held in, like, I think mass is Catholic mass is, so there's certainly performance art to it, right? You got costumes, you got hats, you got little weapons, like that thing that they sling back and forth coming down the aisles. There's a ritualistic, whatever they say now, peace be with you. So I think it can be both a ritual and an art piece, especially a performance art piece.
Yeah, or endurance art. But I mean, like, check out this last clip that I have of her real quick. And this kind of just solidifies the whole idea, in my opinion. Now, people might argue with me, but I think that this kind of solidifies the idea that, you know, she really looks to the occult for her art. And there's, in my opinion, no two ways about it. But let me see what you think after you hear it here.
Let's check it.
Last time I was in Brazil, I went to this shaman, Denise, and she looked into meteorite stones to tell me where I come from. And she said, you know, you never feel at home anywhere. And that was true. You never feel at home anywhere because you are not from this earth. Your DNA is galactic. You come from the faraway stars. And you come to the planet Earth with a purpose. And I said to her, but what is my purpose? Your purpose is to learn humans to transcendent pain.
Weird.
Very weird. It's like it's a somewhat Eastern, creepy, kind of almost Native American sounding philosophy, but because it's so wrapped up in death and pain, yeah, it just doesn't.
And darkness, dude. It's a, yeah. I mean, there's nothing that is, you know, like, it's hard to put into words. Like, there's nothing that's positive about it, in my opinion. Now, I understand that, yeah, when you see death, you know, and it might, you know, tune you into your mortality. But she's in a campaign literally talking about immortality. So it's all contradictive. She's a very contradictive person. And she doesn't even realize it when she's talking about communism, talking about how great communism is, yet drawing the symbol for the devil, yeah, on her stomach, or carving it, you know, whatever she's doing, being worth $10 million. Talking about immortality, yet trying to show you the value of mortality. It's just, none of her shit makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And right, maybe I'm stupid, but, you know, anyone that I think is a good artist doesn't necessarily think that they're a great artist. Kurt Cobain didn't think he was a great artist. That's the highest form of performance art that you can get to, is actually performing and,
like, not giving being, art not, out. Not being self-aware of... I mean, I can imagine, I can get along with you that you hit this flow point when you're performing and you don't see yourself, right? You are one with the crowd or whatever, the one with the rest of the band. So yeah, I can kind of, I mean, I don't think she's a smart girl, you know, like she believes in crazy shit that I would, I'm hating against them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, as an anti-theist, like, that's the exact kind of thing that I would, you know, be a proponent of. if she could just stop saying all this stupid shit, and if she could get paid without having to go to Rockefeller dinners and Microsoft stuff, I would hope that she would do that, because I would get more of her, what I would call artwork. I wish money wasn't a thing, man. She didn't have to pay the bills.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's another cop out too, and it's nothing against you, but I just think a lot of people that don't have money think that they wish that money wasn't a thing. You know, I don't have much money at all.
Totally. But no, I have a stake in there not being money, because I'm on the low end for sure.
But I have a goal to make more money. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal goal, is to end my life with a lot more money than I started out with. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, again, it's just two ways of looking at the same earth that we live on. But we're going to wrap up here, because I know we're running a little longer than usual. But I just did want to mention a few occult figures that she really looked up to a lot. John the God, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a big homie of hers. Someone who calls on spirits of dead doctors to essentially heal people, which, by the way, he has no doctoral education, but he calls himself a doctor. You know, kind of like, you know, Bill Gates would call himself a medical expert, even though he has no medical training, call himself a smart individual, even though he has nothing to really fucking show for that. We also, you know, talked about how he didn't invent DOS. Didn't finish school, kind of just stole everything that he has at this point. Not to mention his father was very rich. He talked a lot of shit about Trump getting $1 million from his dad. Bill Gates got over $4 million from his dad after he started eugenics. So, I mean, if you dig into him, you'll see that Bill Gates is a bigger piece of shit for sure. Not to bash on you too much about that. But this John the God character, you know, there's a clip in this documentary called The Space in Between that this John the God is cutting into a dude's eye to heal his blindness. And then he's also shoving shit up his nose, kind of like those corona tests where they shove the shit real far up their nose. It's brutal, dude. And, you know, he got a lot of fame from Oprah. He got on Oprah's show, did an interview with Oprah, who Oprah is dark arts out the ass. She's part of the Black Secret Society, the Boulez, which is essentially like the Black Skull and Bones. You know, we got Kobe involved with that. We've got basically any powerful Black figure is involved with that. LeBron James, which I find funny because it's a fraternity, but that motherfucker didn't even go to college. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of funny. But not to mention, this dude actually got on this show with Oprah and, you know, had a great interview, got real popular. But then just a few months later, he was later arrested for over 300 women coming forward all around the world saying that, you know, they sexually were abused by this dude. You know what I mean? So, you know, Oprah just took the interview down off of her social media and off of her, you know, YouTube channel. Didn't really comment on it. You know, what can you say about that? Yep. It's a safe way, Oprah. Good job. Oprah's a smart one for one of those evil people. But, you know, not to mention, we got Alexander David. I think that this is Alexander David Nail or Niel, I don't know. It's got an accent over, or a little tilde thing.
That's as good as mine.
Okay, Alexander David Nail and Madame Blavatsky, which those are fucking nightmares of names, but they're two of her favorites, okay? And they're artists, supposedly, or, you know, authors, but, you know, they're more known in the occult world. And they're both extremely controversial figures. David Nail was an explorer, a Buddhist and anarchist, best known for her book Magic and Mystery in Tibet. We're going back to the Tibetan Book of the Dead. I mean, there's a lot of dark shit going on in Tibet. And then Helena Petrovna Blavatsky was an occultist, theosophist, author of Isis Unveiled and The Secret Doctrine. But what she's more known for is being a fraud and a plagiarist. Yet they're her favorite artists, right? She says this. She's on record saying that these are her two favorite artists, but both of them are big pieces of shit. So this is her mediocre art coming from these horrible, horrible influences that really don't do anything for themselves. They just plagiarize and steal shit from other people. And, you know, modern theosophy, which was the movement founded by this Blavatsky character, her fucking name's hard to say, combines Eastern religion, Hermeticism, Rosicrucianism, Kabbalah, mysticism, and New Age thought basically to be like an eclectic system that's definitely occult but not satanic. How is it not satanic when you're talking Kabbalah and you're talking Rosicrucianism? you know, killing 95% of the earth. That's pretty satanic, dude. I think that a lot of people would say that, like, Hitler was satanic, trying to exterminate just one race. That's one measly race.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's pretty fucking evil, though.
Some people would. Some people would. Again, I don't think Satan's helping Hitler. I think he was just a bad guy.
You don't believe in Satan. If you think Satan was real, don't you think he'd be like a Nazi type of a figure?
Totally, totally.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you believe in that stuff, you're going to indulge in those ideas, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's all these, like, it's not out of nowhere that we call them like Nazi zombies for a whole bunch of video games, and it's like a popular, like Dead Snow. A popular movie idea too. So.
Yeah, dude. No, I mean, dude, we can go, you know, there's a lot of shady, shady shit with Abramowitch, as I like to call her. And, you know, like I said, the Microsoft ad, the spirit cooking, the Pizzagate, the, you know, phony occultism, being all about Satanism, supposedly, even though she doesn't say it, but then she's scared when people get angry at her, even though she wants her art to invoke emotion, but not the bad emotion, just good emotion. You know, it's very, very, you know, just wishy-washy bullshit, in my opinion. Now, obviously, I don't think she should be threatened until there are proven allegations that she's involved in pedophilia.
I agree.
In spirit cooking. I think that that's anyone. Now, some people will hear stuff like this and think that, yeah, fuck this bitch. She needs to die. I'm not saying that.
That's what I'm here for. I am why they won't sue us.
Well, no, I'm not saying...
Honor, Your Honor, there was a perfectly logical individual present at the recording of this podcast.
Well, yeah. Yeah, maybe I do sound a little crazy, man. I know I go off the deep end sometimes. But I'm not saying that anyone should go out and hurt this woman, man. You know, like, obviously, my little voice out here isn't going to influence anyone, I would hope.
I'll just say, I think if you were in Salem, you would have been one of the ones, one of the villagers holding the pitchforks.
I might have been, dude. I might have been. I'd be down. You would have been too, dude.
Come on. I would kill Frankenstein's monster like a motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, anyone would, especially if it's not you getting accused.
And if you don't have,
it's
like,
very easy.
And you don't have YouTube to watch other people get knocked out, like World Star Hip Hop, you gotta fuck some shit up yourself every now and then. I understand.
That's the whole village mentality, man. Like, it's so easy to form a posse if it's not you. The reptile brain, man.
Takes over and makes you a mob, dude.
Exactly, man. But guys, that's about it that we have right now for the high priestess of the Church of Anton LaVey. Look into her yourself, man. She's an interesting character. If you think that she makes real good art, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, like, you know, there are some things Brandon would think that some of her art's good. I do not. Coming from someone that considers himself somewhat of an artist, I'm not a great artist. I'm not going to sit here and call myself the grandfather of art, like she calls herself the grandmother of modern art. I'm not going to do that. But I have some artistic capability, and I'll tell you right now, she seems more like a stunt person or an actress than an actual artist. And you know, that we'll leave it right there. But guys, please, man, support our sponsors. Again, that's Jade Premium CBD. You can go to their website, jadecbd.co. You can type in danger in all caps as your promo code at checkout. You'll receive 10% off on the best CBD on the market right now, probably ever. And then our second is the Dapper Dudes AC.com, and that's like the fucking best beard oils, beard conditioners, beard balms that I've ever had the pleasure of using. So again, at dapperdudesac.com, you can type in the promo code podcast in all caps, hit redeem at checkout, and that'll get you 15% off. And as far as I know, man, we are the only promo codes with both websites, the highest discount you can get on both. So support them. Thank you so much all for your listens, your reviews, your comments, your follows on social media. I mean, we love it all. And everything we do for you guys.
Thank you, guys. Hope to have more for you guys soon. And obviously hit up with all the likes, comments, like my cousin said. Thanks for tuning in, man.
There you go. So for the Dangerous World Podcast, this is Brandon Peacock and Ryan Dean signing the fuck out. And we will see you next week. And we've got another fun announcement for the next episode. So stay tuned. And we can't wait to talk to you guys again. Thank you all.
Peace.